You're listening to Red Nation Online.
Podcast interview series. My name is Steve Botcher, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Milan Borjan. Milan is an up-and-coming Canadian keeper who recently transferred to Turkish Super League side Sivasspor. At the international level, Milan has been capped 5 times by the Canadian men's national team, and he recently made his first 2 appearances at the CONCACAF Gold Cup. In this interview, Milan and I discuss his thoughts on his transfer to Sivasspor of the Turkish Super League, his ongoing development as a young keeper, the 2011 CONCACAF Gold Cup, and the Canadian men's national team. And now, Milan Borjan. Milan, congratulations on your transfer to Sivasspor. Reports have stated that you've signed a 4-year deal. Are you excited about continuing your playing career in Turkey?
Yes, I am actually. Thank you. First, thank you very much for congratulating me for the signing the contract. I'm really happy here, and I think everything will work out for me.
The Turkish Super League is currently ranked as the 10th best league in Europe. Do you see it as a step up in terms of the level of competition compared to the Serbian Superliga?
Obviously, yes. Turkish League is one of the best right now in the world, you know. So this is a good experience for me if I want to make a bigger step or anything. So I'm pretty excited. I can't wait to, you know, start playing games. So we'll see what's going to happen.
Obviously, your fans and supporters of the Canadian men's national team would like to see you as the starting keeper playing week in, week out. What has Sivasspor management told you about your role and your possible playing time with your new club?
They brought me here as a third goalkeeper. That's what they told me. So we'll see now what's gonna happen. I just came 2 days here. I've been training with the team. I just have to learn a little bit Turkish so I can, you know, talk to the players and everything. But the goal is, you know, for me to play every game, you know, to get better and in a year or two go to a bigger club or bigger league. I don't know.
You and I had a chance to speak when you were in Toronto training for the Gold Cup, and when I congratulated on your transfer back then, you were quick to mention that a deal with Sivasspor had not been finalized yet. You also mentioned that you wanted to focus on playing for Canada and would deal with the transfer business after the Gold Cup. Did having the possibility of a transfer distract you in any way while you were playing and training for Canada?
Well, it didn't distract me. My manager just called me, told me there's a possibility for me to go to Sivasspor. I told him, when he called me, I told him right away, I'm like, I don't want to talk about the transfers right now or anything like that. I'm really concentrated right now for the national team. So he told me, he's like, okay, no problem. When you get back after the Gold Cup and everything, then we'll sit down and talk. And that's how it happened.
Two of your teammates on the Canadian national team, Josh Simpson and Mike Kukowski, have played in Turkey, and for Josh it ended up being an excellent move, while Mike had some issues with unpaid wages. Did you speak to Josh and Mike to get more information about playing in Turkey before you agreed to move there?
Yes, I have spoke to them. They told me this is a really good league, good experience for me, it's going to be good. So they told me this is one of the steps I have to make, you know, to do better in my career. So, you know, this is my way, you know, to I signed with CEO. So we'll see. This is a good step for me, for my career.
Mike has also switched clubs and he's joined Manisaspor, which is Josh's club in Turkey. Are you looking forward to playing against Mike and Josh at the club level?
Obviously, yes. I'm going to be excited. Hopefully we meet now in the league, I hope my team wins, so we'll see. I'll try not let them to score on me, so we'll see what's going to happen.
Did you know much about the Turkish Super League before the transfer discussions began?
Yes, they told me. I've been watching Galatasaray and Beşiktaş and Fenerbahçe, and it's a good league, it's good, the quality of players, you know, and I'm pretty excited about everything, you know.
The Canadian national team played and trained in Turkey last March. Do you know if any of the scouts from Sivasspor watched you play back then?
I don't know about that, but I know the scouts came to Serbia to watch me 2-3 games play against the big clubs in Serbia, like Partizan, Red Star, and Vojvodina. So that's how they, you know, they saw me, they saw my CV, so they were pretty excited.
In doing a little bit of research, it's my understanding that Sivasspor is expected to be a club that will be in a relegation fight for the 2011-2012 campaign. Is that type of challenge something that you're excited about and that you think will help you develop further as a keeper?
Obviously, here at Sivasspor, you have a really good goalkeeping trainer. I mean, the whole staff is just really, really good. Like in these 2 days, I've been watching them training with them. It's just really good. It's hard. That's how I like it, you know. So I think I'll improve a lot here with the goalkeeping coach and the head coach and the whole staff. So I'm pretty excited about that too.
Have you had a chance to get out much and look at the city? And how do you like, you know, just the environment and the country of Turkey in terms of, you know, the place where you're going to live for the next few years?
Like a city I haven't seen yet because I'm pre-training here in camp. We're here 1 hour from Ankara, and it's like I've been seeing like people here, and like I know from experience, like from many friends and everybody, they told me that Turkish people are really nice people, you know, they're going to help you about everything, and that's what's happening right now, you know, they're helping me about the language and everything. So I'm pretty excited about that too. The city really much, it's like what they told me, it's a small city, it's not a bad city, it's a nice city, but the most important thing is the training and the trainings and the facilities for the trainings that are really good here in Sivasspor. So I'm pretty excited about that too.
Looking back at the Gold Cup and the preparations for that tournament, you had a chance to play in front of friends and family, as well as a large crowd at BMO Field when Canada played Ecuador. How much did you enjoy that experience?
I was really excited. Like, a lot of family and friends came to watch me, to give me support, so it was really nice. Same with the all Canadian fans. Like, it was just unbelievable. Like, they put a really nice show out there. I was really excited playing in front of the Canadian crowd. I mean, it was really nice experience.
You played in 2 matches for Canada at the Gold Cup. I know you spoke previously with Stephen Hart and other people involved with the national team about the challenges and differences related to playing in the CONCACAF region. Now that you have a couple of matches under your belt, do you feel better prepared for future CONCACAF fixtures and World Cup qualifying matches?
Yes, obviously. Like, I need experience. I'm a young goalkeeper. You know, Stephen gave me a nice opportunity, you know, to play in the Gold Cup, and I'm really thankful for that. I mean, the whole team's still behind me. I played two games. First game I played really good. Second one I played okay. But it's experience, you know. I'm still a young goalkeeper, and I need all those fans who are cheering for Canada and stuff to give me some time to get used to it, you know, to get some experience, and then we'll make something, you know.
Obviously, Canada would have liked to have gone further in the Gold Cup tournament, and the last match against Panama was a tough one at the end. What do you think the team learned from the 3 matches that it played at the 2011 Gold Cup?
Well, you know what? Against Panama, that last game, like, the whole tournament, we were unlucky, you know? Like, we scored 2 goals from the penalty shots. We need more goals, you know? We need to score more goals from the play, from the game, you know? But that's how you win the games, you know. We need a hard defense, you know, and we did the whole tournament. We did that. We played really good defense, but we just needed that extra goal. Against Panama, we had a lot of chances, but we couldn't score, you know. It was only goal from the penalty. So that's you know, you learn a lot from that those mistakes. But, you know, we've been improving. We're looking forward for the World Cup qualification, and I think we'll do really good there because we we're coming with some experience and everything, so I'm pretty excited about that too.
Putting the Gold Cup behind the team and looking forward to the future, what did Steven Hart tell you and the other players about the team's preparations for the initial round of World Cup qualifiers, which will start in a few months?
Nothing really. We have to play with our club teams, you know, to get some experience and everything. And I think we, as a team, when we're all together in a camp, we do good at trainings, we do everything, everything is awesome. I mean, I think we improved a lot, you know. In the last five, six games we played this year, we improved really, really, we improved a lot. So I think when we get to the qualification World Cup with the same team, I think we'll do good because we're used to one to another. So I think everything's gonna be good.